to Hall.
Hello?
Yep. You got a minute?
Sure. I thought you should know that starting at 9:30 this morning, I've been working until just now. I listened to every tape.
Good.
You know,
Lord.
The thing that you did, and boy, I know the agony you went through. I put the earphones on, you see.
Did you? That's the way to do it.
And I listened to every damn thing, and Bob, this son of a bitch is bluffing.
Well, sure.
Also, we sent Bizarre over. And this is just for your private information.
Yeah.
He went through the files. There's not a goddamn memcon in the files.
Really?
None, period. He didn't make any.
Well, I didn't see how there could be any that would matter, because you don't have anything unless he made them up.
Yeah. That's... Well, he could make memcons of conversations, you see, but he didn't have those either.
Yeah.
Unless he took them out.
I'll be darned.
And we don't think so. The other thing is that throughout this thing, you should be interested to know he doesn't mention the 350 until the 21st.
I didn't think so.
And he didn't mention Ehrlichman's deal with the Kalmbach till the 21st.
I didn't think so. I thought
and also,
that came through on the 21st.
And also,
that was
new. And also, he did mention the Krogh thing on about the 17th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's all right. You know, he mentioned that that was there and so forth. But only in passing, as if it weren't a big thing and so forth.
Well, he must have mentioned that at some earlier point, the doctor's office break-in.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, because it became sort of apparent at the later point that he had mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, but that's it. I thought you should also know that.
Boy, that's great.
He said throughout this conversation that nobody in the White House is involved. He said that Ehrlichman isn't, Haldeman isn't. You know, he said that on at least four occasions in this thing.
Yeah.
I hit him straight on, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
He said, nope, they're not.
So that's what the only
thing that he has in there, which he did hit about the 17th or maybe the 14th, was that Strawn might be involved in terms of getting material.
Yep.
Only that.
Yep.
But you know what the hell was that? What could I make out of that? I didn't know whether that was true or not.
And that was a might, and there's still doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
There still is.
That's only his. He didn't indicate that Strawn knew about it in advance.
Right.
He only indicated that he had some of the, as he put it, the fruits of the investigation.
Well, there's a question about that.
But and be that as it may, I want you to be sure to tell John.
Oh, that's
both right. You and he just threw out until the 21st, didn't say one damn word that indicated that either, but he mentioned that Ehrlichman is involved with something about the Chappaquiddick thing, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Huh.
You know the Chappaquiddick thing.
But that was with that Tony or something, huh?
Huh?
With that guy Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what the hell is that? That an investigation was conducted. So that's a problem for Ehrlichman, he said. So that's no problem.
Those are all, what he's talking about there are...
It has nothing to do with Watergate.
Political embarrassment, maybe, or public embarrassment, but not problems of any legal...
Nope. Nope.
Ability.
But I thought you'd be interested, pleased to know that I went through this agony for 8 hours, 9 hours today. I did nothing else. It just damn near broke me down. But you know how tough it is to listen to that stuff.
Oh, it is. It's nerve-wracking. And then, of course, I was trying to make notes, and you probably were too.
Well, I made notes all the way through.
It makes it even worse.
The only thing I miss that I hope you will do, I did not take the 21st conversation because I figured you ought to be the witness on that.
Yeah.
I did not make notes on the 22nd conversation, figuring that you, Ehrlichman, and were there, you know, and that you would make notes on that.
Yeah.
So you'll have to cover that, if you will, and give me a little, you know, just for my own information, what the hell he said on those occasions. You got it? On the 22nd. And the telephone calls from Key Biscayne, I don't have because they don't have those recorded. I called him twice from Key Biscayne. But I think it was about McCord, but I don't know.
I think it probably was because, or it could have been on a lot of other sort of question things, but they were all on, they weren't on this subject at all.
It could have been about Bittman, you know, I could have mentioned that.
That's possible, yeah.
But suppose we did. You know, I said, well, I understand Bittman's taken care of or something. That's a question of evidence. Right?
Yeah, but that isn't likely. I can't imagine that you would have.
I might have. No, I might have mentioned that because I was concerned about it, you know, about whether because of Watergate, because he was going to blow on
that other project.
Yes, that's right. But except for those two conversations from Key Biscayne on the 23rd, I've got it all now, and there ain't nothing there, believe me.
All right.
As far as, basically, if you'd be interested to know, on the 27th, the 28th, which I have, the 1st, and all the other conversations that we had, Bob, they were about every, usually about executive privilege, Gray,
yeah,
getting Sullivan to get us some dope on the bugging,
yeah,
things of that sort.
Yeah.
Not a goddamn, he didn't ever mention the cover-up. Never.
Well, I didn't think so, and on the basis of the 21st, you have to assume that he hadn't, because, as I told you, it was so clear that this was new stuff,
yeah,
that I didn't see how he could have mentioned it earlier.
I'm going to have more make memos with regard to what he talked to him about on the 20th. I don't know what the hell he did talk to him about, but I had a conversation with him on the 20th that had nothing to do with all this.
Did you listen to those two?
Hell yes.
Good Lord.
I mentioned it. Oh, I listened to everything there was that we had available, but the stuff in the EOB doesn't come through. So I've got that pretty well.
Oh, really?
No.
It doesn't pick up.
It's not clear. But nevertheless, the point is that those conversations are always one where you or John or both were present, see?
Yep.
So you're the witnesses on that.
Well, there were only a couple of them.
Yeah. Well, the Mitchell one and another one, apparently there was one, I didn't realize this, on the afternoon of the 21st.
That's right.
What the hell was that all about?
At 5:30. That was the one afterwards that he said, pull the wagons up around the White House.
Yeah.
It was,
did he mention all this business stuff then?
No. Uh-uh. Not at all. Not at all.
Shows you that maybe the Bittman thing is something that concerns us more than him.
Yep.
But the point is that this whole jazz to the effect that from January throughout, we had 35 meetings and telephone calls in which we discussed the cover-up, Bob, is totally false.
Well, that's, I know that.
Totally false.
I mean, I was sure of that from going through the log yesterday.
And I wasn't sure, you know, until I heard it.
Even, and then it just, it's awfully good that you did. How, what are you going to do with that now, other than know it?
Well,
can't do anything.
I can't do a thing except
that you
to reassure our own people and to know that we know what the hell the facts are.
Yeah.
And we're going to let him go out of his string a little further now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's
right.
see what he does. I don't you agree or do you?
Sure. Sure. Because that just discredits him all the more.
Yeah.
When you get that story out of the 35 meetings on the cover-up, that is just clearly not true.
Yeah.
And if it's
the only possibility is that
sorry, you can prove it.
He might have a telephone call from Key Biscayne on the 23rd. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's after the investigation and when you're into it and you're about to pull him off of it, or, you know, you've got him going on. I can,
but you were talking to him then, weren't you?
Darn right.
What the hell was he talking
I've
about
got a
on
lot
the 23rd?
Of details on that.
What did he talk about?
All kinds of stuff. The McCord thing and his, you know, just trying to sort it all out.
Did he go into the Bittman thing with you on those? On that occasion?
No. It never came up again.
Mm.
Except, you know, it has a, later he referred to it as one of the examples of blackmail. That was on the 26th. He gave me a long spell out on the 26th of a lot of his theories on things, which was after he'd been up there for a while, and that was clear.
If you could give me, for my own private information, just your own, and just send it to me, you know, eyes only, of your recollections on the 22nd and the afternoon of the 21st, it would be helpful.
All right. There isn't very much, but I can't.
What?
There's not much. I can't.
But just your recollection of what the hell
okay.
it was. Anything that's really relevant to all this thing.
Okay.
But you and John should be pleased to know that there wasn't any God. There wasn't a damn thing. Except for the Strawn thing, he mentioned that. He did mention that on the 13th or 14th.
Hmm.
About Strawn, he said, was, you know, possibly vulnerable, as he put it.
Yeah.
And that might make you possibly vulnerable. And I said, John, does that mean Alderman knows? He said, no. No?
Yeah.
Flat out.
Yeah.
In fact, through the 21st, he said, you were not. John were not involved, except in this tangential way, you know, John on this basis. As a matter of fact, the whole thing is one that shows that the fellow was not, if anything, leveling with us about what the
That's
hell.
That's the point.
I mean, except as I said, he did mention the break-in on the 17th. I mentioned that. But that's when I first heard of it, and I jumped out of the chair virtually and said, what the hell is that all about? That's the first time I heard about the break-in, you know.
Oh, you mean the doctor, the psychiatrist?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's right. We covered that in our statement. I didn't say 21st. I said in March I learned about it, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's very interesting. I see your friend Cox is all excited now that he's...
What's he saying now? I heard that he's taking on Irvin.
Well, he took on Irvin on the... he had a press conference and called on Irvin to hold up for 90 days. And Irvin and all the other senators told him to go to hell. But they also... Apparently, the White House was asked if you had a log that showed whether you'd had these meetings with Dean. And they said that would not be put out, you know, that's president's papers or something. And then Cox leaked out and said that he would, of course, get those papers. He'd been promised access to all papers and that he would expect to have access to all papers and there would be no...
Well, we've got to stand firm on that, don't you think?
So I think so, except...
We could put the log out.
Yeah, I'm not sure you have to. Well, I don't know though.
I don't want to put the papers out though, basically, because there's some very frank talk in there about what I think of the Supreme Court and a hell of a lot of other things. I don't want it out.
Oh yeah, you can't do that.
What would you do?
Well, it seems to me that, well, of course they did. See, they say they won't release the log. I don't think you do want to release your log because that releases your private meetings and all that. I think. What they've done is right, which is they said they confirmed that you had met with Dean a number of times during this period. But see, one of the things Dean makes the point is, you know, that the meeting started January 1st, and it's just significant that they didn't start till February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And
might put that out.
I just wonder if maybe it shouldn't be better characterized that there were a series of meetings starting on the 27th regarding executive privilege and the questions of dealing with the Senate hearings.
And no cover-up was ever discussed.
Relating to your press conferences, and there was absolutely no discussion of cover-up.
That's right.
At any time.
Right.
In any of those until... I think you could say until the meeting of the 21st, because you said... In your first speech, that on the 21st you received new information.
I wondered if you would mind giving Ron a call and telling him that. Would you mind doing that?
Okay.
Fine. But I've never had a harder day in my life. You know, you could do it, a younger guy. But I can see how that you went through the agony of that 21st thing. Jesus, listen to this crap. It's unbelievably tough. But it was worth it. And as I said, Bizarre spent the whole day in his files, just for information, didn't find one single damn MemCon, unless he's taken them out. He doesn't think he made any because he checked other things that he's worked on. He has no MemCons on that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think he did.
Well,
I told you. He says he made a chronology at the end of each day. But I think that's a lot of BS, just like all the rest of that.
He didn't find it. They didn't find any chronology.
And if he did, there wouldn't be anything in it. So, you know, what difference does it make if he did? In fact, it disserves his purpose to say he did make one, because it would disprove his point.
Some way or other, I think his lawyer is the one that's moving out here. I don't think Dean, strangely enough, is...
I think you're right.
I think his lawyer is out really making flamboyant charges and so forth, and they won't stand up.
Yep.
But let's let him get out a little bit more.
Yep.
If you would call Ziegler on this other point and say we ought to get that out, would you?
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Yes, sir.